curiosity has ever been released in the world. It's not going anyplace anytime soon. Life problem solves by nature. And we as life are the same. So being free just means a longer reach out to the world, a stretch up and outwards of our curiosity. The means are there now to fully unleash it, expand and advance our problem solving, our methods for understanding the nature of things. It's just a matter of our willingness to share on a global level, on a bigger scale than that in which we've been trained to think in. But the distance problem, thanks to Nicola and his many tribesmen and women, has been solved, and we can help each other globally with ease. An advantage power hoards as it does everything. There's an article in the May 30th, 2013 Daily Californian UC Berkeley student paper called Project Enlists Online Volunteers to Sort Bug Data. Quote, insect aficionados from across the world can now become part of a UC Berkeley entomology research team through a new citizen science project which officially launched May 22nd. The original process, which included photographing each species and manually inputting antique label information for the 1 million specimens, was impossible with the coordinator's small staff. Then, a graduate student reached out to Zooniverse, a citizen science web portal that now hosts more than a dozen projects. On Zooniverse, laypeople can help research projects by volunteering to complete laborious tasks in bite-sized chunks. Zooniverse helped create Notes from Nature to complete the original goal of digitizing 1 million bugs in 5 years. The project made its beta launch this spring and rapidly gained experienced participants from the Zooniverse community, unquote. So here we have an example of a fairly innocuous manufactured problem. The hierarchical top-down thinking of UC Berkeley, the sine qua non of atomization for power and therefore the force of its supporting ideologies, inhibited its ability to seek help from freely associating humans. But a young person, oblivious to the muck she was wading into, blithely reached out to grab the obvious solution. And when the method is to tap into the people's power to attempt is but to do, and as the project nestled under power's wing, it called the question, and a quiet concession by power to the force of the collective was made. A concession which in wider social circles it would never make. And the truth is the problems we face are wholly caused by power, and that only we can solve them. It's in power's interest to keep us burdened with them and diverted from our seeing them. We know that power exists only by staying hidden. And this means generally within lies and ideologies that it feeds to us via the school system. But secrecy becomes even more essential for it in the age of the internet, when we can find and share the ancestors who left behind their guidance and deep longing to lead us from the trap onto the path to being free. So the new face of state violence must be hidden, either within ideology pumped up within us or within clandestine actors paid to create opportunities for seemingly legitimate state repressive action. It's because they fear our thought that media becomes the private instrument of power, whether in the form of governments or corporate interests. It's remaining private that is the key to keeping our thought tracking narrowly. This need of power for secrecy must be remembered when we're told or find ourselves thinking, fearing, that the problems of the world are too massive for us to solve all on our own without masters. But the opposite is true. Power's need for secrecy inhibits our ability to solve our earth and social problems. Secrecy is only in power's interests. We want transparency. With transparency, problems become hiccups. All difficulties are but easy when they're known. And as an example, let's look at the military's assaults on women.